بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, today this is our 11th session. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic. And today, inshallah, we're going to be taking lessons 20 and 21. Today we're going to be taking lessons 20 and 21. Yani dealing with a diphthong and dealing with jazakallah khair. The letter ta marbuta. Barakallah fikum. So, before we start with the lesson, the first lesson for today, lesson 20, I want to just take a moment to go back a little bit to lessons, the lessons that we took last week, lessons 18 and 19, starting on page 37. So we can just go back to lesson 18 on page 37 and 38, and then 19, lesson 19 on page 39. All right? Okay, so in lesson 18, we had a new element, that is the letter seen. The letter seen. And the letter seen is represented in English by S, but as we look at the top of page 37, we see that it is represented by the sound of S in the word see, and the word sound, alaykum salam, and the word master. But never as the S in reason or because. Okay, the S in reason and because is pronounced like in Arabic what is called the letter Zay, a Z. But the sound here is the sound of S in the English word see or sound or master. Okay, so last week we just tried to make a distinction between these two sounds so that we know the correct sound for the letter seen in Arabic. And also we made a distinction between the letter seen and the letter sheen, yani, which we had previously. Okay, and remember that the letter sheen has three dots and the letter seen has no dots. Otherwise they are written in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, and when they are alone, exactly the same. Okay, let's review the letter seen on page 37 and page 38. On page 37, line 1, let's read across the line all together. First word, nasin. Second word, amsi. Third word, saminun, yani with a long vowel, saminun. Last word, nasitu. Again with a long vowel, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, nasitu. Okay, line 2 has a short vowel and then a long vowel and then tanween. The first word on line 2.
Samu.
Good. Samu-mun. Second word.
Sa-al-na.
Long vowel on the end. Sa-al-na. Third word.
Nas-a-lu.
Nas-a-lu. The first syllable is noon with fatha, followed by seen with sukoon. Sukoon means join it to the letter before making one syllable. Nas-a-lu. Nas-a-lu. Okay, the last word on line 2 has a short vowel, a long vowel, and tanween. Three syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Line 2, last word. You want to sit here, Yusuf? You want to sit here? You want to sit here? Yeah. Masilun. Masilun. Okay, let's go to line 3 and be careful with this particular word now. Tendence? Oh, okay. Okay, be careful with this first word on line 3, page 37, lesson 18. The first word has a short vowel, a long vowel, and then tanween. Three syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Ma'asin.
Good. Ma'asin. Second word. Asasun. Everybody.
Asasun.
Asasun. Third word.
Libasun.
Libasun. Last word.
Massa.
Okay, there's a shadda on the scene, so that means you're going to hold it a little bit to emphasize the fact that there are two letters there. Mass. Yani, the first syllable is mim fatha seen, as though it's seen with sukoon, right? Because shadda. means the letter is doubled and the first one has sukoon. So it's Mim Fatha Sin Mas, and then the second Sin has Fatha Sa. Mas and Sa. Two syllables, Massa. Okay, let's turn the page to page 38. Line 4, lesson 18, page 38. Okay, these two expressions are composed of two words. Two words together, okay? So let's read the first expression on line 4.
La
misasa. La misasa. We're on page 38. Page 38. Now. Okay, page 38, line 4. The first word again.
La
misasa. Short, long, short. La misasa. Okay, the second expression on line 4 is a little bit of a lengthy word, okay? So try to take it, be careful. Like, after the first part of it is Mim Fatha Aleph, the second part has Hamza Fatha Noon with Sukoon. That's one syllable. Then Sin Fatha Aleph, that's the second syllable, elongation. And then Noon Kasra Ya, that's another syllable with elongation. And then the Ha with Dhamma, that's a short one, okay? So, let's read this last expression on line 4 together. Again. Naam. Ma an sa ni hu. Ma an sa ni hu. Ma an sa ni hu. Okay, line 5. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. The first word, line 5. Sababun. Naam. The second word, short vowel. Short vowel followed by a letter with sukoon. That's two syllables. And then the third syllable is going to be sheen with kesra elongated by ya. Three syllables. Pay attention to the short vowels, long vowels, and sukoon. Line 5, second word.
Sa-am-shi.
Good. Sa-am-shi. 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 Okay, let's go to line 6, page 38, lesson 18. First word, short vowel. Another short vowel followed by a letter with sukoon. And then there's a kaf with dhamma elongated by wow. So there's going to be three syllables, okay? Three syllables. Short, short with sukoon, and then a long vowel. Okay, let's read. First word, line 6.
Sanashku.
Sanashku. Huh? Sanashku. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, line 6, second word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Sabilun.
Sabilun. Sabilun. Okay, let's turn now to page 39, lesson 19. Page 39, lesson 19. Okay, we're just trying to do a quick review of the two lessons that we took last week. So the second lesson we took last week is lesson 19. It's one page, page 39. Okay, what's important about this lesson, as I mentioned last week, is that up until now we had taken almost all of the major concepts that you need to know for basic reading and writing in Arabic. Okay, we had taken almost all of the major concepts. We took the three short vowels, the three long vowels, we took the tanween. Tanween means what? When the vowel at the end of the word is doubled, meaning that you pronounce that vowel with a N sound. We took sukoon, which represents the letter that doesn't have a vowel sound. And in practice, you have to join that letter to the letter before it. Okay, we took shadda, which means that a consonant is doubled, right? It means that it's doubled. And when you read it, the first of that double letter is going to have a sukoon, and the second one is going to have its vowel. And you're going to join the first of them to the letter before it. We took all of these concepts previously. Okay? And there remained one concept that's very important for reading and writing Arabic, and that is the diphthong. We had short vowels, we had long vowels. Now we have a combination of two different vowels. Okay, a diphthong is a combination of two different vowels. Okay, there are two primary diphthongs in Arabic. There's a third one that we're not going to take in this book, but just for the sake of any information, I'll mention it. But there are two primary diphthongs. It's called in Arabic medleen. And that is when you have ya with sukoon preceded by a fatha. Ya with sukoon preceded by a fret. That's what we have in lesson 19. Okay, it's a diphthong. Sound of A and the sound of E. Sound of A and sound of E. Two different vowel sounds being combined together in one syllable. In one syllable, okay? The other diphthong that we're going to take today in lesson 20 is wow with sukoon preceded by fatha. Wow with sukoon preceded by fatha. Okay, last week we had ya with sukoon preceded by fatha. You have the a sound and then the e sound. And now today in lesson 20 we're going to be taking yani wow with sukoon preceded by fatha. You have a and u sound. A and u sound. Two different vowel sounds being combined together in one syllable. Okay, we'll talk about that one when we finish our review, okay? But the point is that these are the two primary diphthongs, combination of two different vowel sounds. There is a third one, yani, a ya preceded by dhamma. We'll see that in the Quran. But for now, we're not going to worry about that, okay? What we're going to worry about is these two primary diphthongs, yani, A-Y and A-W. Okay, so last week we had the first of them, alaykum salam. And this week, inshallah, in the first lesson we're going to take today, we're going to have the second of them. You have a question about the diphthong?
No, you answered
it. Okay, good. All right, so the point here is, right, that I also want to mention that I said last week that we previously had the letter ya with sukoon preceded by kesra, which means that the kesra is elongated by ya, right? So you have to be careful when you see ya with sukoon, you have to pay attention to the vowel before it. If the vowel before it is kesra, that means it's elongating the kesra. E. But if it's preceded by fatha, as in the diphthong, if it's preceded by fatha, then it's A. As in Laylatul Qadr. As in Baytullahi. Bayt. Layl. Okay? That's the diphthong that we had last week. And also, we're going to see today that previously in lesson 13, we had wow with sukoon preceded by dhamma. But wow with sukoon, when it's preceded by dhamma, it's elongating the dhamma. So the sound is ooh. But we're going to have today, in the lesson we're going to take today, lesson 20, we're going to see that the waw with sukoon, if it's preceded by fatha, that's two different vowel sounds, that's a diphthong, and the sound is going to be a little bit different, as we'll see when we take the first lesson today, inshallah. Okay? Sound is it's going to be ow, 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 ow. Alright? So let's go back to the last lesson we took last week, lesson 19. It's the diphthong sound, medleen, yani the ya with sukoon preceded by fatha. The ya with sukoon preceded by fatha. And again, on the top of the page, we see meem, kasra ya, which is an elongation, me. And then we see meem, fatha ya, which is a diphthong, may. Okay? So me, the kasra elongated by ya is in lesson 12. And in last week's lesson 19, we have yani ya preceded by fatha a, the a sound, as in may or day or say, and like this. Okay, line 1, page 39, lesson 19, line 1, the first word
k.
The second word
lay.
Okay, the third word, take be careful. Okay, there's a short vowel followed by a diphthong, followed by a long vowel, lam, fatta, aleph. Lam, fatta, aleph. Okay, it's three syllables. Short vowel, diphthong, long vowel. Okay, third word, line one.
Li-la.
Naam, li, short, k-la. Li-k-la. Li-k-la. Line one, last word.
Baytun.
We know baytun, right?
Naam.
Baytun means? House. Yeah, like Baytullahi, yani the masjid is Baytullah. Naam, okay, line 2. The first word, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Three syllables, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. First word.
Ba-nay-tu.
Ba-nay-tu. Second word.
Ma-shay-na.
Ma-shay-na. Short vowel, diphthong, long vowel. Mashayna. Third word.
Laylun.
As in Laylatul Qadr. Line 2, last word. Short vowel, diphthong, tanween.
Suhaylun.
Suhaylun. Okay, line 3, first word is a short vowel, a diphthong, and a short vowel again. A short vowel, a diphthong, and a short vowel. What you need, Hanif?
A chair.
A chair? Somebody please get him a chair. Where you want it at? Right there? Move it a little bit closer to the... Are you good right there? Okay. All right. Okay. طيب, we're on line 3, right? We're on line 3. First word, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Line 3, page 39, lesson 19. First word. Abeiti. 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 Second word. Beina. Come in over here if you can. Somebody make some room so the brothers can get in. Give them some room, please. Now, the second word again? Beina. Okay, the third word is a short vowel, a diphthong. A short vowel followed by a letter with sukoon. The letter with sukoon, we join it to the letter before it as one syllable. So it's going to be three syllables. Short vowel, diphthong, short vowel followed by sukoon. Third word, line 3.
Baketum.
Baketum. Okay, the line 3 last word, short vowel, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Four syllables. Short, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Last word, line 3. Nam. Suleymanu. 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 Nam. That's the name. Suleyman. Nam. Suleymanu. Nam. Just that, of course. Normally names, we don't pronounce the vowel on the end of the names, right? We just leave the vowel short. Okay. Any question about these two lessons that we took last week? Any question about these two lessons? Okay, inshallah. Let's go on to the new lesson for today. Let's look at the new lesson for today. Lesson number 20. Nam. Muhammad. Line number 3? Lesson 19. Okay, let's see. Lesson 19, line number 3. Page 39, line number 3. Which word? The first word. Abeti. The meaning? Yani, Aba means to refuse. To refuse to do something. But this is the past tense form of the verb for the second person feminine singular. Yani, if you're speaking to a female... And you said abeti. That means you have disobeyed. You have refused. You have refused to do something. Abeti. Naam. Aba means to refuse. Aba wastakbara. They refused and they acted arrogantly. Allah mentions in the Quran. Okay. Naam. Okay. Those brothers who are coming in, after you pray at 2 raka, please don't forget to sign the attendance. Okay, whoever has the attendance, try to make it seen to the brothers who are coming in so everybody can sign in, inshallah. Also, there are some notes for Tarmabuta. Anyway, when we come to the lesson, everybody who didn't get it, we can make sure we pass it out, inshallah. You want to give it to him? Okay. Sorry, lesson 20. Lesson 20, page 40 and 41. Turn to page 40. Page 40. Okay, at the top of the page it says, lesson 20, new element. M-A-U, yani the letter meem with fatha followed by waw with sukoon. Okay, we said that waw with sukoon, if it's preceded by dhamma, it's elongating the dhamma. It became moo. But here it's preceded by fatha. That means there's the a sound and u sound, two different vowel sounds in one syllable. That is what we call medleen or a diphthong. Okay, it's pronounced ow, ow. Alright, the medley, this is the second one that we had in the previous week. Last week we had in lesson 19, yani the ya with sukoon preceded by fatha. Now we have wow with sukoon preceded by fatha. And as I said, there's also a third diphthong that we'll see in the Quran, ya with sukoon preceded by dhamma. Just as a note. Here, what I want to remind you of if you look at the top of the page 20, it says, note that A-U or A-W is like O-W in how and cow, or O-U in found and sound. Ow. Okay? What we want to do, we want to make sure we distinguish between the meme with dhamma followed by vowel. That's a long vowel. Moo, as opposed to what we've taken in this lesson, meme with fatha followed by vowel with sukoon, mau. Moo, mau. So when you see vowel with sukoon, you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you pay attention to the letter before it. Is it vowel with dhamma, in which it will be elongation, oo, or is it vowel with fatha, in which in case it would be a diphthong, au. Alright, any question about this particular diphthong, yani? It's the letter wow when it has no vowel, sukoon, preceded by a letter that has fatha. It's pronounced au. Au. Alright? Alright. The wow, it must have sukoon. Yani, the sukoon may not be written. Remember, sukoon, this circle here, is only to remind us that that letter doesn't have a vowel. But if we see the letter with a vowel, then, and we're going to pronounce this vowel, right? If that letter, if the vowel doesn't have anything on top of it, if it doesn't have any vowel on top of it, nor does it have a sukoon on top of it, we assume that it's sukoon. Okay? We're just going to understand that's sukoon. Okay? If it doesn't have anything written on it. In this kind of book, primer learning books, usually if a letter doesn't have a vowel, they're going to put sukoon. In the Quran and the Mus'haf, usually if a letter doesn't have a vowel, they're going to put sukoon, even though the sukoon might not be a circle, because there's different symbols that they use to represent sukoon. Okay, in the Mus'haf it may be represented by what looks like a dhamma, but it's not open dhamma, it's a closed dhamma. Sometimes it may be represented by what looks like the top of the letter ha. Yani, it's like a V sideways. Okay, it looks like the top of the letter ha. Okay, so there are different symbols that they use for sukoon. What's important is that if a letter doesn't have anything written on top of it, then we assume that it's sukoon. Okay, so the symbol of sukoon may not be written. It may not be written. Okay, but that's what it should be. All right. So the main thing that you have to pay attention to here is the wow, when it doesn't have a vowel of its own, you have to pay attention. Is it preceded by dhamma or preceded by fatha? That's what you have to pay attention to. If it's preceded by dhamma, it's a long vowel. If it's preceded by fatha, it's a diphthong. A vowel combination. Okay? Two different vowels being combined together in one syllable. Okay, we're going to look at the first word. Yani mim fatha wow with sukoon. That's a diphthong. Then there's lam with fatha elongated by aleph. Pay attention to this word. The fatha looks like it's on top of the aleph, but it should be written on top of the lam. Okay, so pay attention to that. That's a lam with fatha elongated by aleph, and then there's a noon with fatha elongated by aleph again. Okay, so there's a diphthong, and then there's a long vowel, and then there's another long vowel. Okay, let's read this first word on line 1, page 40, lesson 20. First word. Maulana. 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 You heard this in the Quran, right? Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Anta maulana. Yani Allah, you are our maula. Yani our protector, provider, the one who takes care of us, who looks over us. Maulana. Second word, short vowel. And fatha followed by wow with sukoon. That's a diphthong. The last letter has tanween. Two syllables. A diphthong and tanween. Second word. Lao nun. Lao nun. Lao nun. Okay. Third word. Fatha followed by wow with sukoon. The last letter has tanween. Two syllables. A diphthong and then tanween. Third word. Kaunun, kaunun, launun, kaunun. Okay, line 1, last word. The last word has a short vowel, a diphthong, and another short vowel. Three syllables. Short, diphthong, short vowel. Line 1, last word. Shakautu. Shakautu. Huh? Shakautu, to complain. Now I complained. Yes, that's right. That means I complained. Now, okay, let's read this line together. Line 1, page 40, lesson 20, first line. Let's read it together. First word.
Maulana.
Maulana. Two long vowels on the end, okay? Second word.
Launun.
Launun. Third word.
Kaunun.
Kaunun. Last word.
Shakautu.
Okay, let's go to line 2. Fatka followed by waw with sukun. That's a diphthong followed by tanween. Two syllables. Diphthong and then tanween. First word.
Howlun.
Howlun. Anybody ever seen this word before? Howlun? You ever heard this? Yeah. No, that's with ha. That's in ha, like in halal or haram. This one, this famous expression came Abul Hawl. Abul Hawl. That's the expression that's used to refer to a famous structure in Egypt, in the desert. Not the pyramids. What else is famous in the desert in Egypt? Sphinx. Abul Hawl. It's called in Arabic, Abul Hawl. Abul Hawl. Tayyip. Second word, line 2, short vowel. I mean, fatha followed by waw with sukun and then tanween. Two syllables. Second word. Baulun. Yani haulun, baulun. Third word, fatha followed by waw with sukun, then a short vowel and then tanween. Three syllables. A diphthong, a short vowel, and tanween. Third word. Kaukabun. Kaukabun. Last word, fatha followed by waw with sukun, diphthong. Short vowel, tanween. Three syllables. A diphthong, a short vowel, and a tanween. Last word. Lau labun. The word before it, kau kabun. This word, lau labun. Lau labun. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 2, page 40, lesson 20. First word.
Haulun.
Haulun. Second word.
Baulun.
Baulun. Third word.
Kaukabun.
Kaukabun. Last word.
Laulabun.
Laulabun. Nam. Okay, let's go to the next line. Page 40, lesson 20, line 3. The first word has a diphthong followed by tanween. Two syllables. First word.
Shaukun.
Shaukun. Second word has a diphthong followed by tanween. Two syllables.
Mautun.
Mautun. Maut, we should know this word maut, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mautun. Malakul maut.
Yeah, yeah.
Maut is what?
Death.
Death. Death. Death. Mautun. Third word is a diphthong followed by tanween. Two syllables. Third word.
Naumun.
Naumun. And the last word is a diphthong followed by tanween also. Last word.
Saumun.
Saumun. This was seen, not with sod. Saum with sod is, right, fasting, right? This is not sod, this is seen. Okay, so sometimes we have to pay attention to the difference between letters. Because there's ta and there's ta. And there's seen and there's sod. And there's, yani, different letters that are close to one another, but their sounds are actually different. We have to be careful from. Let's read this line all together. Line 3. Line 3. Lesson 20, page 40. First word.
Shaukun.
Shaukun. Second word.
Mautun.
Mautun. Third word.
Naumun.
Naumun. Last word.
Saumun.
Saumun. Okay, let's turn to page 41. Same lesson 20. Line 4 on the top of the page. Top of the page, line 4. The first word, fatha followed by waw with sukun. Waw with sukun, that's a diphthong. Followed by a short vowel, followed by a tanween, that's three syllables. Okay, line 4, first word.
Mausimun.
Mausimun. Second word, one syllable.
Lau.
Lau. Third word, yani, a diphthong followed by a long vowel, two syllables. Third word. Laula. Laula. Naam. And the last word is one syllable?
Au.
Au. Au is what?
Or.
And there are two words in Arabic primarily used for or. There's au and there's... Huh? What's the other word?
Am.
Au and am. Yani they're used differently. They're not used in the same way. Generally speaking, au is used when you're having a choice between many things. And am is used when there's a choice between two things. Yani this or that. And there's some other rules. But in any case, both of them mean or. Yani both of them mean or. Au or am. Both of them are conjunctions. Conjunctions. And a conjunction, as you learn in book one, probably the most famous conjunction is waw al-aqf. Yani the waw. And you say kitabun wa qalamun, a book and a pen. So that's a conjunction. And what in Arabic language, the word that comes after a conjunction is going to have the same ruling, the same i'rab, the same case ending as the word before. So this is very important. Conjunctions in Arabic connect words together. The one coming after the conjunction has the same grammatical ruling as the one before it. In book one, inshallah, when we start looking at grammatical rules, we'll see the importance of conjunctions. Au is one of the common conjunctions in Arabic language. Okay, this is the end of line 4. Let's read it together. Line 4, yani lesson 20, line 4, page 41, the first word.
Mausimun.
Second word?
Lau.
Third word?
Laula.
Last word?
Au.
Okay, underneath that you see a chart. Yani you see the letter meme with kesra followed by ya, that's elongation. That's from lesson 12. Okay, kesra followed by ya with sukun is me. And right beside it, we see meme with fatha followed by ya with sukun, which we took in lesson 19. That's a diphthong. Okay, so the difference between meme followed by ya with sukun, it depends on what vowel is with the meme. If there's a kesra, it's me, that's elongation. If there's a fatha, it's may, that's a diphthong. And the same thing we see underneath there, we see meme with dhamma followed by wow with sukoon. Okay, we had that in lesson 13, the elongation of the dhamma sound. Meme with dhamma followed by wow with sukoon, that's elongation, moo. And beside it, we see the same meme followed by wow with sukoon, but preceded by fatha. Fatha and wow, two different vowel sounds, that's a diphthong, that's pronounced mau, mau. Okay, so please pay attention to that. Before we go to the next lesson, let's just quickly, individually read this lesson 20. Go back to page 40, line 1, and let's just read individually. Somebody take the first word. Naam, Abdullahi.
Maulana.
Maulana. Second word. Saeed.
Launun.
Launun. Third word. Naam, Abdul Subur.
Kaunun.
Kaunun. Fourth word. Yusuf.
Shakautu.
Naam. Okay, line 2. First word. Naam, Abdul Shakur.
Haulun.
Second word. Naam, Muhammad. Baulun. Third word. Khatib.
Kaukabun.
Mashallah. Ahsan. Fourth word. Naam, ya Mustafa.
Laulabun.
Okay, line 3. First word. Salim.
Shaukun.
Shaukun. Next word. Second word. Who's that back there? Oh, mashallah. Hassan. Second word.
Mautun.
Third word. Who didn't read it? Naam. I'm Dawood, I'm blank. Allah was that. Third word, Dawood.
Naubun.
Fourth word, who don't read it? Naam, Hanif.
Saumun.
Okay, let's turn to page 41, line 4. First word. Help me with your name. Ibrahim. MashaAllah. Huh? Mausibun. Naam. Second word. Khatib.
Lau.
Third word. Naam. Abdul Shakur.
Laule.
Laula. Fourth word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Au.
Au, mashallah. Au. Mumtaz. Tayyib, any question about this lesson? Okay, this lesson is a continuation, you can say, of the previous lesson. Both of them are dealing with the concept of diphthong. Diphthong means the combination of two different vowel sounds in one syllable. Okay, you have fatha followed by waw sukun, au, and you have fatha followed by ya sukun, a. Okay, these are two primary, very common combination of vowel sounds in the Arabic language. Please pay attention to them and be careful that you don't get them mixed up with the same yani waw or ya or sukun preceded by yani kasra or yani dhamma. Okay, now, yes.
So there are some names for waw or sukun preceded by the fatha, like with ya madlin.
Yeah, same thing, madlin. Both of them are called madlin. Both are called medley. Are there any more papers left for Tara Marbuta?
Yes, yes.
Okay, did anybody not get a copy of this notes for Tara Marbuta?
Anybody got a signing sheet?
Yes, right here.
Okay, whoever didn't get a copy of that lesson on Tara Marbuta, I mean the notes on Tara Marbuta, please make sure you get that. Anybody else didn't get it? Okay, everybody else got it. Good. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna look at this these notes, Fatah Marbuta. Yeah, Mustafa, pass me one of those. Because I know I have one in my book somewhere, I mean my bag. But. Okay, JazakAllah khair. Okay, so this lesson number 21, is on page 42 and 43. It says at the top of the page, lesson 21, new element, T-A. T-A. This letter that we're going to look at today is called the round ta. It's called round ta. Or another name for it, it's not written here, but another name for it is ta marbuta. Ta marbuta. The other ta, other than this one, is called the open ta. Ta maftuha. Okay? So there are two ta's that we're talking about. One is the regular ta that we had previously in lesson 9, I think. I think it was lesson 9. In lesson 9 we had ta. Okay, that ta is called the open ta. Ta maftuha. Maftuha means yani futiha, open. Futiha, open. Okay? So if you look at the ta that we had previously, okay, the two sides of it are open. But what if you close them? If you took the two sides and closed them, instead of them being open, if you closed it, then that would be ta marbuta. Okay, ta marbuta is a ta that has been closed. It looks exactly like the letter H, ha, that we had in lesson 7. Okay, when you close the ta, it looks just like ha, except that if you closed it, it still has its two dots, right? So when you close it, the two dots are still there. It looks like a H, like the end of the end form of the letter ha that we had in lesson 7, page 16, the letter ha. So this letter ta marbuta actually is a combination of two letters. It has the form of the letter ha, and it has the dots of the letter ta. Okay, it's called ta marbuta because marbut means rabata, to close something, to tie it, okay? So the ta that's open, if you close it and tie it, it became, instead of maftuha, open, it became marbuta, closed. Okay, this is why it's called ta marbuta. Sometimes it's called round ta, because it's sort of round shaped, right? And it's also called yani in Arabic the ta marbuta, closed ta. It says here the round ta occurs only at the end of a word. It occurs only at the end of the word. It's never going to be the first letter, second letter, third letter. It's always going to be however many letters a word has, it has to be the last letter. It does not accept to be other than last. It refuses. Abba. To be other than last. For what reason? I don't know. Note that the ha has no dot. The letter ha that we had in lesson 7 has no dot. While the ta marbuta has two dots. Okay, so the ta marbuta, it looks like ha when it's the last letter of a word. Except that it has two dots, and ha has no dots. Okay? Also, the letter ha can be the first word, the first letter of a word. It can be in the middle of a word. Can be in the end of the word. Not so ta marbuta. It can only be the last letter of the word. Okay? It has to be the final letter. And because of that, if you were to add anything to the end of a word as a suffix to the end of a word, then the ta marbuta must be removed and exchanged for ta maftuha, the regular open ta. Okay? If a word ends with ta marbuta and you want to add a suffix to it, a suffix, like, for example, kitab, right? The word kitab, if you want to add a suffix to it, you want to say, for example, his book, kitabuhu, kitabuha, her book. Okay, you can add a suffix to the end of a word, a pronoun, for example, a possessive pronoun. So if a word ends with ta marbuta, like malika, malika. Malika means, yani malik means the king. Malika means the queen. If malika ends with ta marbuta, if you wanted to add a suffix, you wanted to say our queen. Or their queen, I'll say, not ours. Malika, yeah, and if you added a suffix to it, Malika is not going to be ta marbuta anymore. You're going to have to change it to ta maftuha. It's going to become a ta. Malika tu hum. Malika tu kum. And so on, like this, okay? It has to be changed from the ta marbuta to a regular open ta. Because ta marbuta must always be the last letter of a word. So if you add a suffix to a word, then it's no longer the last letter. It says, let me out of here, replace me with somebody else. Ta maftuha. Is it good?
Yes.
Okay, that's a rule that we're not concerned about right now. But it's mentioned in our notes, okay? Yani for the future, inshallah. Okay, let's look at the notes just quickly before we read the exercises. Let's look at the notes quickly before we read the exercises. It says, let's begin to read Arabic notes for ta marbuta. The letter ta marbuta, closed ta or round ta, only occurs as the final consonant of a word. That's what we just got finished saying, right? It has to be the final letter of a word. Number two, ta marbuta is always preceded by either fatha or an aleph, as in Mecca. Yani Mecca, the ta marbuta on the end is preceded by kaf with shadda and fatha. Mecca. And Bekka, that's another name for Mecca, right?
Yeah.
Yani the ta marbuta is preceded by fatha, or it must be preceded by an aleph, as in zakah or in salah. Okay, so we see that the ta marbuta is always going to be preceded by either a fatha, short vowel, or a long vowel, fatha aleph. Okay, this is a rule for ta marbuta. Two rules. Number one, it's always the last letter of a word, and the letter before it has to have the vowel fatha or fatha aleph. Okay? The last two rules is related to how you pronounce the ta marbuta. If you pause upon the ta marbuta, then you pronounce it as H. If you continue reading, you pronounce it as T. Okay, let's go back to lesson 21 on page 42 and 43. This is our second lesson for today. Lesson 21, dealing with the letter ta marbuta. From what we mentioned previously, there were four rules that we mentioned. The last two rules at the end of those notes we'll look at in the future. But what's important are the first four rules. Who can tell me one of the rules related to ta marbuta without looking on the paper? Without looking on the paper. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. One of the rules of ta marbuta that we mentioned just now before the adhan. It has to be at the end of a word. It has to be the last consonant of a word. No other letter, suffix, or anything can follow it attached to that word. Attached to that word. Okay, second rule. Naam, Abdul Wali.
It's either preceded by a fatha or an aleph.
it's either preceded by fatha or fatha alif. Yani meaning the last letter before tarmabuta must always have fatha or elongation of the fatha with alif. The last two rules, which I began to read, is related to the pronunciation of the tarmabuta, how it is pronounced. How it is pronounced, okay? There are two rules for how it's pronounced. Yani, either by pausing on the word that ends with tarmabuta, or by continuing to speak, in which case you are connecting the word that ends with tarmabuta to whatever word that follows it. Okay, if you pause, it's pronounced like H, ha. If you keep reading, it's pronounced like ta, T. Pronounced like T, the letter ta. Okay, let's read what it says here. It says, number three, when paused upon ta marbuta, when it is paused upon, the ta marbuta reverts to a ha in pronunciation, as in the words zakah and salah. Yani zakah, ending with H sound, and salah, charity and prayer, right? Those words are correctly pronounced zakah, not zakat, and salah, not salat. But that's if you stop on it, if you pronounce that word by itself. However, in point four it says, when there's no pause, then it is pronounced like ta, T, as in Zakatul Fitri. As in Zakatul Fitri. Now the ta marbuta, because you're not stopping on that word, but you're connecting it to the word that follows it, now it's going to be pronounced like T. And likewise, as you say, Salatul Isha'i. Salatul Isha'i. Salah here became Salatu because you're connecting it to what's following it. Okay, so the rule here is what? That when you stop on a word that ends with tarmabuta, you pronounce it like an H, like the letter ha. You say salah or zakah. Naam. But if you connect it to whatever is following it, you don't pause on it, then you pronounce it like a T, like the letter ta. So remember, the ta marbuta has the shape of ha, but it has the two dots of ta. And it has the sound of each of them depending on whether or not you pause or you continue reading. I hope it's clear. Any question? Okay, so the letter ta marbuta has two sounds. If you stop on it, you pronounce it like ha, H. If you keep reading, you pronounce it like ta, T. Naam. Abdul Sabor.
So
support.
Is it like how?
Stop, if you stop. Then if you're reading a word, yeah, if that's the last word, or you just pronounce that word by itself. If you say, for example, if somebody said, I want to go to the masjid to perform salat. You shouldn't say salat. You should say, I want to go to the masjid to perform salah. Because you stop there. Huh?
Okay, I got.
Or if you said, I was performing the salah, and then, yani you paused. I was performing the salah, and then something happened. If you pause, then you say salah. Yani in Arabic, if you're reading or speaking and you pronounce a word that ends with tarmabuta, if you stop on that word or pause in your speech, then you pronounce it like H. But if you keep reading, then you pronounce it like T. Okay, we're going to practice now in this lesson. This is what I wanted you to know. The other rules, 5 and 6, are for the future. We'll look at them at some other time, inshallah. We'll come to, yani the fifth rule, we'll come to that in the end of this book, and we're going to look at it in detail now.
It must be a last word, it must be preceded by the fatha,
or alif.
Or alif.
Yani it must be preceded, the letter before tarmabuta, the letter before tarmabuta, must have a vowel of fatha, or fatha elongated by alif. Or fatha elongated by alif. Okay, let's turn to page 42, lesson 21, line 1. Okay, again, I just want to remind you that there are two ways of reading a word that ends with tarmabuta. Okay, there's the pause form, which in which case it's going to be pronounced like H, and then there's the continue form, in which case it's going to be pronounced like T. So in this drill, or in this exercise, we're going to read it both ways. Okay, first we're going to read it in the pause form. But let me just warn you, first we're going to read it in continuation form, because that's easier to read. First, we're going to read it in the continuation form, and then I'll give you the explanation of how to read it in the pause form, okay? So, in the continuation form, we're going to pronounce it like H or T?
T.
T. We're going to pronounce it like T, okay? So, the first word, we're going to pronounce the Talmabut in this word as though it's a regular T with a tanween. As though it's a regular T with tanween, okay? So, the first word is a short vowel, long vowel, and then tanween. Talmabut with tanween. Okay, let's read the first word on line one. First word. Mahatun. Good. The second word is a short vowel, long vowel, and then tanween. Second word.
Mushatun.
Third word is a short vowel, followed by a talmabutu with tanween, three syllables. Okay, three, all short, it's short vowels, right? Sanatun. Sanatun. Sa-na-tun. Sanatun. Sanatun. Okay, the fourth word is a short vowel followed by a shedda. Shedda means that the calf is going to be doubled. Okay, so there's going to be three syllables. Mim with fatta followed by calf with shedda, then the calf with fatta, and then talmabuta with a short vowel. With a short vowel. There's no tanween here. Three syllables. Fourth word. Read the fourth word.
Mekkatun.
Mekkatun. Again. Mekkatu. 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 By the way, this word Mecca is a famous word we all know, right?
No.
And there's some rule in the Arabic language for certain words which do not take tanween. So this comes under that rule. And it comes under the rule of words that do not take tanween. That's why there's no tanween at the end of this word. It cannot take tanween. You cannot say Mekkatun. Well, you can say it, but it will be erroneous. Okay? Mekkatu. Okay? It's not because it's definite. It's because certain words can't take tanween. Okay? Even though they're not definite, they can't take tanween. Okay, the last word is short vowel, followed by a short vowel, followed by shedda, then another short vowel, and then another short vowel, and then another short. So it's all short vowels in here, but there's a shedda, okay? Let's look at the last word on line one. Read it for me. B. Bekkata. Bibekkata. 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 Okay? Bibekkata. Okay, Bekka is what? Another name for Mecca. Okay? Bibekkata. Okay, walaikum salam. Let's read this line. Let's read this line together. Line one. First word.
Mahatun.
Second word.
Mushatun.
Third word.
Sanatun.
Fourth word.
Mekkatu.
Last word. Bibekkata. Okay, now we're going to look at how do you pronounce this word in pause form. In pause form, we're going to pronounce the Talmabut as a H. There's one other rule that you need to know. Whenever a word ends with Talmabut, if you stop on that word, you don't pronounce its vowel. You don't pronounce its vowel. So whatever vowel it has, whether it's Fetta, Kesra, Dhamma, or Tanween, we're not going to pronounce the vowel. Is that clear?
Yeah.
If you stop on a word that ends with Talmabut, you do not pronounce its vowel. You just pronounce the Talmabut as H and don't pronounce the vowel. Is it clear? Okay. Let's read it in pause form now. Okay? We're going to stop on each word. We're going to pronounce the Talmabut as H, and we're not going to pronounce his vowel. Line one, first word.
Maha.
Maha. Maha. Huh? Don't say Mahahun. Just Maha. Second word.
Musha.
Musha. Third word. No long vowels.
Sana.
Not sana.
Sana.
Don't elongate the vowels. Sana. Sana.
Sana.
Sana.
Sana.
Fourth word.
Mecca.
Not ah. There's no long vowel. Mecca.
Mecca.
Mecca. Okay, last word. Bibakka. Bibakka. Okay? Line 2. Let's go to line 2. We're going to read back. We're going to go back to continuation form. We're going to pronounce the tamabuta as T. First word is a diphthong, short vowel, tanween. First word.
Taubatun.
Taubatun. Second word.
Sunnatun.
Sunnatun. Third word.
Shaukatun.
Fourth word.
Laylatun.
Laylatun. Last word.
Shimatun.
Shimatun. Shimatun. Shimatun. Let's read it one more time in the continuation form as Yani pronouncing the tamabuta as a T. First word. Taubatun. Second word.
Sunnatun.
Sunnatun. Third word.
Shaukatun.
Fourth word.
Laylatun.
Last word.
Shimatun.
Long vowel, short vowel. Shimatun. Okay, let's go back again and pronounce it in the pause form, which means the tamabuta is going to be pronounced like ha. And also remember, when you stop on a word that ends with tamabuta, if you stop on it, you pronounce the tamabuta as ha, and you don't pronounce its vowel. You do not pronounce its vowel. Okay, so the first word in pause form should be?
Tauba.
But no elongation. Tauba. Don't say tauba. Tauba. Stop. Tauba. 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 Second word.
Sunnah.
Sunnah. Like sunnah. This is sunnah. Huh? We don't say sunnat, right? We say this is from the sunnah. Sunnah. The last letter is ha. Sunnah. Third word.
Shauka.
Fourth word.
Layla.
Layla. Last word.
Shima.
Shima. Okay, let's go to line 3. Line 3. The first word. Yani keep, we're going to read it in continuation form. That means the tamabuta in continuation form is pronounced like H or T.
T.
T, pronounced like T. We're going to pronounce it like a T, okay? The first word, line 3.
Muh.
Pronounce the ha. Muh. Muh. La. Tun. Muh. La. Tun. Muh. La. Tun. Muh. La. Tun. Second word. Mautatun. 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 Third word.
Alatun.
Alatun. That's a long vowel. Remember that wiggly line on top of the aleph means that it's a hamza with fatha elongated by another aleph. Alatun. Okay, fourth word. Be careful with this word, right? It's a diphthong, then a long vowel, then a short vowel, and then a tanween. Four syllables. A diphthong, a long vowel, a short vowel, and then a tanween. Let's read it.
Bay-tun.
Naam. Bay-tun. 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 Naam. The last word is a diphthong, short vowel, and a tanween. Three syllables. Last word. Shaulatun. 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 Okay, let's read it now in pause form. That means that we're going to pronounce the tamabuta like which letter? Like H, like ha. Okay, and we're not going to pronounce its vowels. Okay, first word.
Muhla.
Muhla. Muhla. Second word.
Mauta.
Mauta. Third word.
Ala.
Ala. Ala. Okay. Fourth word.
Beituta.
Beituta. Last word.
Shaula.
Shaula. Shaula. Okay. On page 43, there's just a little box there. It's showing us that the difference between the letter ha and the letter ta marbuta, which written just like a ha, but it has the two dots of ta. Okay, so ha is pronounced, yani ha fatha ha, and ta marbuta is pronounced ta marbuta fatta ta. Unless you pause on it, then it's pronounced the same as the ha. If you pause on it, it's pronounced the same as the ha. Okay, let's go back a little bit to the page that we just read, 42, lesson 21, page 42. And let's reread individually. Okay, I want each person who raised your hand to read the word twice. Read it in continuation form, and then read it in pause form. Now. Now. Naam, bakkatu. Tanween.
Can you explain how that came about, or is that anything?
Yeah, well, actually, this is a grammatical point, okay? So there are words in Arabic language which come under the title of mamnu' min as-sarf. That means they are prohibited from making all the changes that normal nouns make. This is a reference to nouns, right? There are nouns in the Arabic language, different types of nouns. Feminine proper nouns, the names of females don't take tanween. No name of a female takes tanween. Nor masculine proper nouns, if they end with tarmabuta, they don't take tanween. Masculine foreign proper nouns don't take tanween. That's why if you read in the Quran, Ibrahimu, Ayyubu, Adamu. You don't see any tanween on any of those names because they are not originally Arabic words. They are foreign proper nouns. So there are certain type of words in the Arabic language that come under this title. They don't take tanween. There's different categories of words, okay? One category of those words are, yani, feminine proper nouns. Another category is foreign proper nouns. So because they come under this category, the Arabs, they don't allow those words to take tanween. They also have other rules concerning them, which is yani a little bit advanced, right? We're going to take those in book one. We'll start seeing them from the beginning of book one. And then we'll take a lesson. The last lesson in book one is dealing with this subject. The end of book one. Right now, we're in the beginning of, we're in the middle of the primer book. We didn't get to book one yet. When we get to book one and we finish it, the last lesson, the last two lessons are going to be about this subject of words that don't take tanween. Okay, they're going to give us different categories of words. Not all of them, but some of the most common ones. We'll take it at that time. Why did they make these classes of words don't take tanween? Allahu a'lam. That's how they made their language. Why did they have some words with alif lam and others not? That's how they made their language.
That was my follow-up question.
Okay. There might be. There might be some sign in it, but I haven't come across it. All right, in the little bit of time we have remaining, let's try to read individually. Okay, we'll read individually. But when you read each word, when you read it, I want you to read it twice. First, read it in continuation form, meaning pronounce the Tarmabuta as a T, and then read it in the pause form as a H without its vowels. Okay, we're on page 42, lesson 21, line 1, first word, Abdul Wali. Mahatun. Uh-huh. Maha. Second word. Mustafa.
Mushatun.
Uh-huh.
Mushah.
Third word. Now, Abdul Sabuah.
Salatun.
No long vowels. Sa. Na. You're making it long. You're making the second one long. Na sanatun. Sanatun.
Sanatun.
Make it short. Sanatun. Okay, read it in pause form.
Sana.
Good. Fourth word. Naam, Yusuf.
Makkatu.
Makkatu. In pause form?
Makkah.
Naam, last word, line one. Who wants it? Nobody? Duhalim. Bibakkata. Pause form? Bibakka. Okay, line two. First word, Salahuddin. Tawbatun. Pause form? Tawba. Second word. Who wants it? Naam, Khatib.
Sunnatun.
Pause form?
Sunnah.
Third word, Abdulaziz. Shawkatun. Pause form? Shawka. Fourth word. Naam, Hassan. Laylatun. Fourth form? Layla. Last word. Line two. Last word. Mustafa.
Shimatun.
Naam. Pause form?
Shima.
Okay. Line three. Naam. Dushakur.
Muhlatun.
Pause form?
Muhla.
Naam. Muhla. Second word. Second word, Abdul Wali.
Mautatun.
Pause form?
Mauta.
Third word. Naam, Saeed. Long vowel, the first one. Alatun. Pause form?
Ala.
Next word. Naam, Abdul Sabur. The first syllable is a diphthong. Bay.
Tu.
Good. Bay tu tatun. Bay tu tatun. Pause form.
Bay
tu ta. Last word. Last word. Now I'm Abdullahi. I didn't see you back there for a long time.
Shaulatun.
Pause form.
Shaula.
Okay, just quickly, we're going to read this lesson one more time and then we're going to close. First line, we're going to read it all together straight through in continuation form. Continuation form. First line, everybody all together. First word. Mahatun. Second word. Mushatun. Third word. Sanatun. Fourth word. Mekkatu. Last word. Bibakkata. Okay, let's read it in the pause form. We're going to stop on each word. First word.
Maha.
Maha. Second word.
Musha.
Musha. Third word.
Sana.
Sana. Sana. Fourth word.
Mecca.
Last word.
Bibakka.
Okay, line two in continuation form. First word. Taubatun. Second word.
Sunnatun.
Third word.
Shaukatun.
Fourth word.
Laylatun.
Last word. No, one long vowel and then a short vowel.
Shimatun.
Shimatun. Okay, let's read it in pause form. Line two, first word.
Tauba.
Second word.
Sunnah.
Third word.
Shauka.
Fourth word.
Layla.
Last word.
Shima.
Line three. We're going to read first in continuation form. First word.
Muhlatun.
Second word.
Mautatun.
Third word.
Alatun.
Fourth word.
Baytutatun.
Last word?
Shaulatun.
Okay, line three in pause form. Line three, first word.
Muhla.
Second word.
Mauta.
Third word.
Ala.
Fourth word.
Baytuta.
Last word.
Shaula.
Okay, any question about Ta Marbuta? Any question about Ta Marbuta? Okay, mashallah, we're moving right along and we're doing very well, but I encourage you, please practice. Go back to the first lesson, second lesson, third lesson. Don't get stuck on the lesson we just had today and forget about the old lessons. Because if you keep practicing, it's going to become easier and easier for you to recognize the letters, to recognize the vowels. Short vowels, long vowels, diphthong, tanween, shadda, sukoon. You're going to easily be able to recognize those things and how to read them, and your reading will be improved tremendously the more you practice. By the time we get to the end of this book, if you have been practicing all along, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you'll be able to open the mushaf and you'll be able to read. Naam. And we had, this class once before, a few years ago. Mashallah, we had brothers. ancestors who never knew any Arabic before, and when they finish, they're able to open the Mus'haf and read. Some people, we have been Muslim 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we didn't open the Mus'haf and read it in Arabic yet. We never open the Mus'haf and read in Arabic, because we can't read. So this will enable you to be able to open the Mus'haf, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guidance of humanity, the end of time. You'll be able to open the Quran and read it in Arabic. After that, we have to go to book 1 and book 2 and book 3 to understand it, right? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.